Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House and congressional Republicans are deadlocked over a way to avert $85 billion in mandatory spending cuts that take effect at the end of the day. House Speaker John Boehner emerged from a meeting today still opposed to new tax revenue.
Let's make it clear that the president got his tax hikes on January 1st. This discussion about revenue, in my view, is over. It's about taking on the spending problem here in Washington.
But President Obama says it's not his party standing in the way of a substantive compromise.
I'm prepared to take on the problem where it exists, on entitlements, and do some things that my own party really doesn't like, if it's part of a broader package of sensible deficit reduction.
Obama says people will know the economy could have been better had the cuts been averted. A brush fire in Southern California is now 30% contained. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says the fire broke out in Riverside and quickly spread through 200 acres.
The Santa Ana Riverbed runs through much of the Inland Empire. It's a riparian pathway that's home to cycling, hiking, and equestrian trails and near a major freeway interchange. The fire that's burning in it now broke out yesterday afternoon and brought 200 firefighters from Riverside and Orange counties, a nearby Indian reservation, and several cities. Some jail inmates came out as well. The flames grew so intense, three water-dropping helicopters circled overhead, trying to keep embers from flying into a neighborhood. They were mostly successful, but at least one home was damaged. Several others were threatened. At one point, more than 1,800 nearby residents lost electricity. Today's concern will be the breeze, with temperatures getting into the mid-80s. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
A man is missing and believed dead after falling into a large sinkhole that opened last night in his bedroom near Tampa, Florida. NPR's Greg Allen reports authorities say the safety zone is about 100 feet wide.
The 36-year-old man was in his bedroom in the town of Sefner around 11 p.m. last night. His brother, in another room, says he heard a loud crash and a call for help. When he got there, the bedroom was gone. A Hillsborough Fire Rescue spokesperson says there was no furniture. All he saw was a piece of mattress sticking up. Five other people escaped from the home. When emergency crews arrived on the scene, they evacuated two adjoining houses. They lowered monitoring equipment into the sinkhole, but say they found no signs of life. Sinkholes are common in that part of Florida, although deaths are rare. They occur in areas where limestone rock can be dissolved by groundwater. In some areas, sinkhole formation may be exacerbated by excessive pumping from the aquifer. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Dow is up 53 points at 14,107. From Washington, this is NPR News. Eight South African police officers are charged with the murder of a Mozambican taxi driver. On Tuesday, he was dragged by a police vehicle through a busy street outside of Johannesburg, allegedly after resisting arrest for a traffic violation. The incident was captured on tape and has been playing over and over on South African television. The country's police chief says the man's rights were violated in the most extreme form. People across South Africa agree, but say it's further proof of just how abusive and ineffective South Africa's police force has been. China says two of its military websites were attacked on average more than 140,000 times a month last year by foreign hackers. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports China says most of those attacks came from the United States.
In the continuing argument over hacking, China's Ministry of National Defense implicated the United States, if not the American government. The claims, at a media briefing, came in response to questions about a private report last week that blamed a Chinese military unit for massive corporate espionage. The security company, Mandiant, said a cyber unit in Shanghai had attacked about 140 companies. Chinese military spokesman Geng Yansheng again denied that and said the U.S. itself engages in cyber warfare. Geng cited Stuxnet, a computer worm that America and Israel are suspected of having developed to attack a uranium enrichment site in Iran. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
U.S. stocks trading higher with the Dow up 53 at 14,105, NASDAQ up 10 at 3170, S&P 500 gaining 5 at 1520. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org.
It's 6 after the hour of 12 noon, and this is the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Stay tuned. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And music continues at 7 p.m. tonight with Lee Kleinpeter and Big Band Swings and Other Things. We turn now to kick off this hour with music from Jimmy Reed during the, from the mid-50s on into maybe the mid-60s. He sold more blues singles than any other artist, save possibly B.B. King during that period. He had a very relaxed style of blues, very accessible. Here is Jimmy Reed with a Big Boss Man.
Can't you hear me when I call? Hey, boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just told us all. Waking, boss man, waking around the fire. I want a little rain or water that you won't let Jimmy start. Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just talk. Treating me right, wank hard in the daytime, rest easy at night. Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just tall as all.
Thank you.
From 1964, that was Howling Wolf. Howling Wolf with Louise. Hubert Sumlin was on guitar on that track. Sumlin was with Howling Wolf for many, many years and a really, really distinctive guitar player. Before we heard Howling Wolf here on the Blues Box, we heard Jimmy Reed. We heard Jimmy Reed do his classic Big Boss Man. And we're going to turn next to the gentleman that taught Jimmy Reed the rudiments of guitar playing, his friend from Mississippi, Eddie Taylor. Taylor was with Reed for quite a number of years when Reed got out of the Navy after World War II. He and Eddie Taylor teamed up in Gary, Indiana, and played gigs there before they moved to Chicago. We're going to turn to Eddie Taylor from some recordings he did back in 1972. Here's Eddie Taylor with a number called I Feel So Bad.
Well, I feel so bad. Don't you know my baby's gone? Well, I feel so bad. Don't you know my baby's gone? Took my Cadillac with her. Don't you know she done me wrong? I don't know why my baby left me. People, I don't know what she left me for. Thank you.
B.B. King, guitar and vocals with It's My Own Fault, Baby, one of his compositions. It's from a disc called Paying the Cost to Be the Boss. And before we heard B.B. King, we heard Eddie Taylor here on KRVS. Again, Taylor, the one that made a lot of Jimmy Reed recording sound pretty good as far as the guitar was concerned. We heard Eddie Taylor from 1972 doing the title track to a disc called I Feel So Bad. Eddie passed away in 1985. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Back now to the early 1980s and Texas blues man ZZ Hill.
Three, and two, won't go.
From her disc Shades of Blue, that was Francine Reed. Got the wrong man for the job. And before hearing Francine, we heard Texan ZZ Hill doing a number called Three Into Two Won't Go. And ZZ was, his career was on the rise back in the early 80s when he was recording from Malico Records until he got in a very tragic car wreck in 1984. And that did him in. He was really, though, a fine, fine artist, had worked for years to be a success, and he was just about there, frankly, ZZ Hill. We're going to turn next to another blues diva, this time Susan Tedeschi. She's also a mighty fine guitarist. From her 2008 disc, Back to the River, here is Susan Tedeschi with Can't Sleep at Night. From a two-disc set put together by blues artist Sue Foley, that was a lady by the name of Arja Litinen doing a number called Dreamland Blues. She's from Finland, fine guitarist and vocalist. She was preceded by someone that one could say the same thing about, Susan Tedeschi. We heard Susan from the disc Back to the River. Again, that one came out in 2008, and Susan was on guitar and vocals doing a number called Can't Sleep at Night. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to the late Queen of Chicago Blues, Coco Taylor. Her last disc out before her passing was one called Old School that came out in 2007. Here's Coco from that disc doing a Willie Dixon number, a tune entitled Don't Go No Further.
To me, I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. Somebody gonna love you. You need grace.
on home to me. Gonna love you.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joelle Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
When I talk, oh baby, you walk when I walk and talk when I talk. That's all I want you to do, then I can make marble and chalk. I've been from Golden Gates of California, rock of shores of Maine, seen some everybody, had myself some everything. Can't you understand, baby? You ain't but a child, but I'm a man. Your love and your presentation makes me feel like I'm everything. Love and presentation makes me feel so great. Your love, presentation, darling, your company make me feel so great. I just don't want you think I get you misled. All right, MT. I want you to pull off your shoes, darling. Come on, tipping up to me. Well, in the morning, get your shoes off, baby. Slowly walk close to me. Make me feel like I used to be.
Sonny Boy Williamson, easy there, Sonny. Sonny Boy Williamson II on blues harp and vocals, recorded back in 1963, a number called Slowly Walk Close to Me. Preceding Sonny Boy was Coco Taylor. We heard Coco from the disc Old School Again. That was her last release before her passing. Came out in 2007 on Alligator Records. She did a cover of the Willie Dixon tune Don't Go No Further. And we have music next from an interesting guy by the name of Peter Joe Clayton. He went by the name Dr. Clayton, recorded from 1935 to 1946, I believe was the last year he recorded, maybe 47. He was originally from Georgia, family moved to St. Louis, and then he ended up in Chicago. He was a fairly big influence early on to B.B. King. B.B. loved his recordings, and the guy was quite a songwriter. Here's Dr. Clayton from 1946 with a number called Angels in Harlem.
Heaven, 'cause New York is right down here on earth. I know Harlem can't be heaven. New York is right down here on earth. But it's headquarters for brown-skinned angels from everywhere else in this world. Policeman that got to walk a Harlem beat. Yes, I feel sorry for policemen that got to walk a Harlem beat. The poor man can't keep his mind on his business with all them angels on the street. Country, 'cause folks just don't want them around. Plain looking women live out in the country, 'cause nobody just don't want them around. When you find an ugly woman living in Harlem, she's either rich or from some other town. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I mean. Look at you. Look at you. Come here, landlady. Look what this man does. Ooh, I know blues singers don't go to heaven, 'cause Gabriel bars them out. But I
remember, baby, when you first met me. I was walking in a ditch so long and deep, but you grabbed me by the hand, pulled me up over the edge so I could see a better way, a better life. You taught me how to be free. Now it's raining down on my broken heart. Well, it's raining down on my broken heart. You remember, honey, when we first fell in love, how the clouds they parted, the sun shone down from above. Oh yeah, baby, you know I really did love you. There was nothing else in the world I wanted to do. Now it's raining down on my broken heart. Well, it's raining down on my broken
Raining Down on My Broken Heart, music from John Mooney. Mooney, who as a teenager learned Delta-style blues guitar from the legendary Delta master Son House while living in Rochester, New York, ended up coming down to New Orleans and affected a really good symbiosis of New Orleans second-line rhythms and Delta-style slide guitar. Before we heard John Mooney with Raining Down on My Open Heart, we heard Dr. Clayton from 1946 doing Angels in Harlem. And we have time yet for Houma native Tab Benoit from his 1999 release, These Blues Are All Mine. Here's Tab with the title track.
Some call me wood chopping bill, they call me wood cutting. Last girl I cut wood for won't be back again.
isolated act that really cuts good. But I'm a cross-cut song. Just bury me in your wood. I'm a cross-cut song. Baby, drag me across your lawn. I cut your wood so easy for you. You can't help but say hot dog.
Tab Benoit once again from the disc These Blues Are All Mine, obviously not the title track. He did a cross-cut saw, a tune that's usually attributed to Albert Collins, but the first person to record that one was Tommy McLennan back in the early 1940s. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in a few minutes on the program American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. Programming here on KRVS is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and also a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We also stream live audio at krvs.org, where you can pledge securely online and support programs like this and many others you hear. The Hollywood Blue Flames, with a number called Junior's Boogie Rocket, are going to take us on up to the top of the hour at American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. Junior's Boogie Rocket. Have a great weekend.